This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's why they hate us. He's only just the rest of the hour. I've been meaning to get him back on. I listen to him all the time, and he's always been big. But, man, people thought about Mark Pascio all over the place. I want to do some big commercial-free podcasts with him soon. My wife's a big fan as well. Mark Pascio is an independent researcher and public speaker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For years, Mark's work has been teaching universal spiritual laws of morality upon which all human freedom depends. And he woke up inside the system, inside the occult, but woke up to that. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. Some stations don't carry this first five, but Mark, I'm going to try to give you the floor because I'll jump in and take over. You know, if you pause, I want you to be able to talk about the state of the world, why you think it's happening, PsyOps, one of your latest shows I saw was really good, pretty quick, short show, but still powerful. I really want you to just turn it loose here today, but spend 3-4 minutes on who you are and your awakening and how you see the universe.
Sure. Well, thank you, Alex. I'm really honored to be back on InfoWars. Thank you for inviting me back on. As you said in the bio intro, I'm an independent researcher from Philadelphia, but my background comes from occultism. And when I was young, I became very disillusioned with traditional religion, as it didn't answer the questions to the problems that I wanted answers to, at least in my estimation. And when I became very disillusioned with that, I sought out its inversion and opposite. I wanted to go to the exact opposite of what I considered religion to be at the time. And I found it in the form of dark occultism, specifically Satanism. And I devoured all of the writings of Anton LaVey, the former high priest of the Church of Satan. And I began espousing the satanic ideology in my writings and in my music, which became published through different mediums. And when that happened, when I was writing about the satanic ideology and I was expressing it through lyrics and songs that I wrote in my youth, membership within the Church of Satan actually reviewed that work and brought it to the attention of LaVey himself. And LaVey wanted to commission me as a priest in the Church of Satan, and he sent me that appointment. So I was actually appointed to the Church of Satan. I had been a ranking member, a regular rank-and-file member, I should say, at the time. And LaVey himself saw my communication capability through my writings and music, and he appointed me to the priesthood within that organization. There's actually five ranks within that level of Satanism. And again, this form of Satanism through the Church of Satan only filters into the wider satanic network that is worldwide, that's really the people who are controlling our current world paradigm and our reality on this planet right now. And there is high priest. Underneath him, there's Council of Nine. Underneath the council that acts like a ruling body is magisters and magistras, which are intermediary priests between the high priest and the regular priest class. Then there's regular priest class, and then there's member. Those are the only five ranks. I attained to the second rank from the bottom. After member, you can go up to priest, and that's all.
So you were literally commissioned by the Church of Satan.
That's correct. So I was appointed the rank of priest by the current high priest at the time, Anton LaVey, who obviously has since passed. He died in 1997. And I was then offered, after appointment to priesthood, to run what they call a grotto, which is their equivalent of a coven in traditional witchcraft systems. They call their organizations within this particular group grottos. And
stay right there. This is fascinating to understand how you awakened. Finish up this incredible information with Mark Passio on the other side, and we'll talk about what's coming next. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known about Mark Passio for at least 8 years or so, and he really wakes a lot of people up, and there's a big buzz on the street the last couple of years. It's really intensified. I mean, almost every time I go out in public, people walk over and say, hey, I like Mark Passio, I like your show, you should get him on. I'm like, absolutely, I want to get him on a regular basis. Because he really exposes the hierarchy of the New World Order, how it is satanic, how it basically operates. And if you just joined us, he was a commissioned priest in the Church of Satan, okay? And he'd gotten to that point when we went to break, describing then his awakening and what developed, because he was rebelling against, obviously, the corrupt system he saw. He thought, I'll go the other direction, and then he found a lot deeper knowledge there. It's a very popular show, whatonearthshappening.com, and Mark Passio joins us now. So, Mark, finish up about yourself and your awakening, and let's dive into current events, natural law, why the world's going crazy, and why you think your message right now is really punching through.
Thank you, Alex. So, yes, before the break, I was talking about my appointment by the then current high priest of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, to the rank of priest. LaVey then wanted me to head a grotto, which is their equivalent of a coven in witchcraft, in the Philadelphia area where I live. I declined to do that because I saw Satanism and the satanic ideology at the time as a very personal influence in one's life, and I did not want to be involved in group dynamics at the time. I did, however, ask to be sent information about active grottos in my area that I wished to check out and to become perhaps involved with them at a rudimentary level. I was subsequently sent that information via mail. You know, the internet was kind of around at this time, but, you know, a lot of people still did things by, you know, regular mail. So I was sent some contact information, and I started attending some grottos in my area. Upon attending grottos in my tri-state area around Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland, I became aware that these were not isolated people working together in just small groups to increase their own knowledge of the occult and what it is, how it's actually very advanced hidden psychology that could actually give one sort of a leg up on their fellow man in the world, on their fellow men and women. But they were a cohesive unit operating in a much wider network that were all working together to increase their own collective power at the expense of others' rights and freedoms. And it involved people from every single institutional walk of society. You name the institution, from military to law enforcement, to medicine, to entertainment, to police. You name the institution. There were people at high positions of influence and power involved in the grottos that I attended, attending satanic rituals, attending satanic meetings and groups, and planning how to further expand their power. And upon realizing that that's what this was, that this was something that was really attempting to take people's mindset, to break it down, to get them not to understand what was really going on around them, and to ultimately long-term put them into a state of servitude and slavery, that's where my conscience sort of began to awaken and activate. And I was basically saying, I didn't sign up for human slavery. I signed up to understand secrets of occultism. I signed up to understand how these are psychological aspects that if one knows, they could wield them and gain advantage over others, because in my youth, I was very egotistical and wanted things like that. I wanted knowledge like that. Okay. And I wanted to wield it and use it to my own advantage, but I never signed up for human slavery. Right. So when I understood that that's really what it was about, yeah, there you see my actual appointment. I'm not in my actual legal name. I used a pseudonym at the time, Mark Rokar. So I am Mark Rokar of the Church of Satan. That is the name that I used in those days, because I did not want to be even associated with my family name at the time. I sort of resented the family name and like was rebelling against my family and what the upbringing that they had given me. So I wanted to completely wipe all of that out. I wanted to completely have a new identity. And I chose that name Rokar because it is a demon name of one of the demon rulers of hell being named in the Gnostic test.
You wanted to be reborn.
Yes, that name comes from the Gnostic text, the Pistis Sophia, or the faith wisdom, where Jesus is describing the levels of hell to Mary Magdalene. And so that's where I chose that name. So a lot of people have tried to research my background and realize there is no Mark Passio in the Church of Satan, and that's because I went under the pseudonym Mark Rokar. I was known as Reverend Mark Rokar in those days.
Well, the reason this is important is, they advertise Satanism, and the whole vein of it is, we're really just libertarians. We don't believe in God. We're about human empowerment and, you know, showing you the secrets. But then you find out, no, it's actually a cult to control people. And obviously it was hooked into the CIA and a bunch of other organizations for my own research. And I never officially was in the Church of Satan or any of that when I was really young. And I've told the story before. I was briefly telling. I got immediately recruited right into the higher levels of it using sex operatives. I looked like I was 16, but I was, you know, 13, 14. And I was like, these are really beautiful women. I mean, some were like full grown 25-year-old women by the time I was about 15. And it was just always went right back to, hey, we're going to this thing. Hey, we're going to love you. You need to be part of Satanism. It's really fun. And that was in Rockwall, Texas, outside Dallas. So for what you talk about is what Ted Gunderson exposed, high level FBI, is you scratch the surface. These satanic cults are all over the place. And you were in one of the main veins of it.
Yes, I want to make clear to the viewing audience, the listening audience, that in no way would I say that the Church of Satan is very high up in the overarching worldwide satanic network or hierarchy. It is what I refer to as a psychological vetting and filtration system, where they are looking for people that they can groom up into those higher ranks of the satanic network. It is not high up itself. I admittedly say I was at what I call the Boy Scout level, the Cub Scout level of the satanic hierarchy and the satanic network that operates worldwide.
From your research, why do you think, because the stuff I was getting rubbed into was billionaires and people with helicopter pads and stuff, why do you think I got rubbed right into high level?
It's difficult to say. They tap people for different reasons and different capabilities. I would assume that someone, you know, knew you or your background, perhaps, who knows, members of your family, and they decided to go directly to that level of grooming. For me, it was, gaining a psychological profile on a person by what you write about in your application, which is an extensive psychological profiling tactic for the Church of Satan. If you read their actual application, it goes into extreme detail about your life, your preferences, your current mindset, etc. And then when they, obviously then began to know me personally from attendance at rituals, then they can further psychologically vet you and see how well you fit the profile of people that they're looking for with certain psychopathic tendencies and with also certain capabilities such as communication, technological, being able to explain the ideology to others and reel more people into the satanic ideology, the satanic mindset.
All right, we're going to go to break. I want to get into the current events and, you know, your greatest hits right now, all the key things you're covering that are so important. But just in a minute or so, accelerate through this awakening you had and what happened.
So when I expressed that I had a moral problem with the control that they wanted to implement, because they were very, very candid about, what they really wanted to do, what their long-term goals were. And when I said I have a moral problem with that, they basically said, well, there's the door and don't let it hit you on the rear end on the way out, in so many words. People think that when you choose to leave something like this, at least at my level of involvement, you are not killed or you're not threatened with death. They actually said to me literally the words, do you think we need you, boy? Those words were spoken directly to my face from individuals that were higher up in the hierarchy when I expressed a moral problem with what they were doing. They actually said, do you think we need you, boy? There's the door. And, you know, go ahead and knock yourself out, banging your head against the rest of against the wall for the rest of your life.
Incredible, incredible. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're talking about.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Intelligence agencies that are nothing but a new version of the old cults. The cults were psychological private intelligence agencies manipulating people. So it's not like the CIA runs the Satanists. The Satanists run the highest levels of the CIA, and they're in the military, they're everywhere, and they're operating right next to normal people, the black hats and the white hats. And right now they're busy getting rid of the white hats and going from beta to their externalization of the takeover. That's why you see the pedophilia, the world government, all the evil, the anti-God, anti-human, post-humanist system, because now their real religion of transhumanism is here. So Mark Passio, before he hits current events, wanted to get into his awakening, getting out of the Church of Satan, and delving really deep into the mysteries and what he discovered.
So, you know, after I expressed that I had a moral issue with their long-term goals and their long-term agenda, and I walked away from the Church of Satan and dark occultism in general, people would think that I would naturally, like, you know, not have any more interest in the occult and try to completely eliminate that from my life. That's not what I did. I actually went far deeper into occult knowledge, and I kept, you know, scratching away, ripping away like layers of an onion, going deeper and deeper and deeper to the real core of it until I discovered what they were really hiding from the rest of the world. And that was the knowledge of natural law. These people are trying to do anything to prevent a true awakening through the awakening to how natural law actually works and functions in our reality. They want anything but that. They want us analyzing every aspect of the control system. You know, this is the equivalent of a doctor endlessly looking at a tumor and never actually trying to do anything to actually get rid of the underlying cause of the cancer, of the tumor, right? That's what they want. They want us focused on all of the little minutia that forms the control system, but they don't want us to look at causal factors. And this is what delving even deeper into the world of occult knowledge finally revealed unto me. And it has for many, many, many other researchers throughout time. It's nothing special in my regard. But by going deeper into this knowledge, I understood, wow, these people are actually trying to hold back the knowledge of how natural law really works and how it brings to us the experiences that we are actually creating by putting certain behaviors out into the world. So I discovered that this is a cause and effect relationship. That is how natural law functions. It's the real laws of karma. It's the real laws of attraction. It's the real laws of consequence in our lives. We act through our behavior, and then we receive consequences that are structured and organized from the universe that bring the results and the effects of the behaviors that we have put out into the world based on whether those behaviors were truly moral or whether they were truly immoral. And that brings the dichotomy between religion and a true understanding of natural law. Because religion has told us through the ages that there are certain forms of sin, certain forms of transgression against others. And it'll come down to us in the form, like, let's say, through Christianity or Catholicism, like the seven deadly sins, okay? Pride, gluttony, sloth, lust, anger, jealousy, greed. We're taught that these vices are actually sins and transgressions, when in fact it eliminates the natural law component and gives us something, a proxy in its place. Under true natural law, we learn that behaviors that actually initiate some form of aggression against our fellow beings are the true transgressions against natural law that create negative consequence in our life, both individually and at an aggregate
collective level. So do unto others as you'd have done unto you.
Yeah, I would say, I would word it in the apophatic or in the negative variation. So when you try to philosophize apophatically, you describe what something is not, right? So we describe a right is something that you have a right, an action that you have a right to take because it does not initiate harm against another sentient being, right? So then you have to know what are those don'ts, what are the nots, what are the things that do initiate aggression against other sentient beings. That's how you and how natural law is revealed. I would word the golden rule as do not do unto others that which you do not want others to do to you. Then it becomes very unambiguous and clear. Nobody wants to be stolen from. Nobody wants their rights taken away. Nobody wants to be harmed physically. Nobody wants their life snuffed out. These are true transgressions against natural law because they initiate harm against another.
And that's the big satanic lie, that you can hurt people and not have it come back on you, and you can somehow have a Faustian bargain. The whole Bohemian Grove ritual is about they're able to do bad, and then somehow they karmically put it onto this child they're sacrificing in simulation, but that's a fraud. There's no way to protect yourself. It's going to come back on you.
That's an ancient Babylonian and Carthaginian absolution ritual. It's a self-absolution ritual, as you said. They are actually forgiving themselves for the evils that they are about to do through that Bohemian Grove ritual there, of the sacrifice of dull care, as they call it.
And they were taking it extremely seriously. I mean, these men were in I would call it a crazed trance.
Oh, of course. I mean, dark occultists take that. This is their religion. I mean, make no mistake about it. This is the religion that runs the world, Satanism. And that's what people have to really wake up to. And then they have to wake up to true morality, because aggregate morality determines aggregate freedom. As people in the aggregate, in the collective of humanity, become more moral, they will become more free. We are enslaved as a people because we have not been moral as a people. And the real transgressions against natural law are murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, and deception. These are the things that if we engage in, we are harming other people. We are harming other beings. We are engaged in taking away their property, their rights, their life, etc. All of those transgressions, murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, and deception, are forms of theft. They are taking something that we do not have the right to take because it is not our rightful property to take.
Absolutely, and then we really trespass against ourselves. So in the minute we have to break, we'll come back and talk more about this. Forced injections with something they know is poisonous and hurts people. That's a trespass. That's a deception. That's a murder. Why are they doing it?
It's eugenics. I mean, this is absolute modern eugenics, just as the Nazis practiced it. People, the globalist technocrats, I call them the technocratic occultocracy, the occult ruling class. They are engaged in modern eugenics. This is nothing more than a new eugenics operation being waged against humanity to degrade and eventually wipe out the human immune system and eventually thin the population. And I think they've gotten a lot of people on that hook, unfortunately, and a lot of people are going to suffer as a result of buying into their propaganda and taking those poison shots.
Riveting information with Mark Passio. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. And after this amazing interview is over, it'll be archived at Bandai Video. Be sure to share it. This guy knows what he's talking about.
By the will of God, And by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show
with Mark Passio of What on Earth is Happening? All right, Mark, you got two segments left. We're going to do a commercial-free podcast. You know, you said you'll do it in the next few weeks for like 2 hours. You can really lay all this out. But you know what you're talking about. There's so many current topics, so many things to expose what's happening, how the globalists are operating. I want you to be able to go over the points you want to make. But big picture, this big emergence, this coming out in the open, this taking off of the mask, this open assault on everything good and decent, and this assault on common sense and truth, It looks like the cult's trying to fully take over. I think because they know there's an awakening happening. Please speak to that after you've made your other points.
Sure. I'll go right to that. Inside the world of the occult, there is a subtle difference between different factions, a subtle differing. I wouldn't say it's an outright war. It's a difference of approach to coming out into open rulership. Some people favor that. They call this, in the world of the occult, the externalization of the hierarchy. And it means that they're revealing that there's a hierarchy of rulership in the world, that they are a ruling class, and under them are the people that they consider their servants, their subjects, their slaves.
And that's what Klaus Schwab's doing. They're just putting it out there in the open.
That is exactly right. These technocratic occultists want to come out and openly rule humanity as the new kings, the new gods, the new pharaohs. However you want to word it or look at it, they want to externalize their power and tell people, you're our slaves. We own you. We are your rulers. Some do not favor that approach and want to remain it, to keep it hidden, to keep it occulted, to keep it on a covert level of rulership as we have had for many, many, many centuries now. There's this subtle war, you could say, going on within the rank and file of the dark occult world, where some of them favor staying in the shadows, staying operating through covert means, and some of them want open externalized rulership, which they call the externalization of the hierarchy. I believe the factions who are doing these public displays, who are actually wanting to come out into the open and just tell people, hey, we're going to have a technotronic means of owning what you think, of reducing your mind to a form of a computer algorithm. They are the people who favor the externalization of the hierarchy in the dark occult.
Please continue.
So, yes, I made a documentary to try to explain the causal factors of what people need to understand in order to reverse the current human condition that is tending towards slavery. And that is natural law. I made a documentary called Mark Passio and the Science of Natural Law, in which I very briefly talk about my background. That's not the important part of the documentary. It's about an hour and 10-minute long documentary. But after I just very briefly break down my basic background in the occult world, I then talk about natural law, what it is, and why they want to keep it hidden from people. If people don't understand natural law, they cannot truly understand in their own mind the true causal factors that are needed to be understood in order for a true awakening to happen. So I take a little bit of a different approach. I don't necessarily think that the occult is fearful that there's an awakening right now. I think that they are fearful that there could be an awakening, a true spiritual awakening to their plans, their agenda, and what really needs to be understood to truly destroy
that. I totally agree with you. That's where I'm at. Yeah. They're behind schedule, and that's made the faction that wants to take over accelerated or accelerationist with their externalization of the hierarchy because they believe they're losing.
I think that they think that the information that could bring them down could come out in a wide way. And that is the information that I cover in my documentary. It's all about natural law. If people understand natural law, they understand causal dynamics. They understand the ultimate governing dynamics of creation and how we will create a different reality, not based on the same systems of control, but based on mutual respect, based on voluntary interaction with other human beings.
I thought the real magic is being a good person that knows these laws, then the whole universe changes. And until people get that, the enemy is going to keep winning.
Without a doubt. And Alex, that's why I want to commend you. Before the last time that we spoke on air, I don't think Reset Wars had been out. I think it's the finest work that you've done. I think it's something that more and more people need to see because it explains a lot of these dynamics in Reset Wars as well. And I wanted to really commend you on that work because it was very, very, very finely done.
I thought it was my most important work. It did okay, but I think people didn't see that, but it's proven by science. It's proven by quantum mechanics, as you know. I mean, this is real. The enemy knows this. And I was showing it from a scientific perspective, which, as you say, the occult's just the ancient way of seeing it. And a lot of folks really got something from it, but it really is the secret.
Absolutely. And that's why I call my documentary The Science of Natural Law. It is not a faith-based system. It is the way the actual laws of creation in the universe function. And they're not put here by the creator of the universe to torment us, that we can never know them. We are meant to know them. They are meant to be revealed unto us and for us to understand them, because these laws are here for our maximum benefit in creation.
Well, that's right. We can't move the next level. We can't move the incredible next level of humanity. Look how far we've come. Without knowing these, we'll kill each other.
Without a doubt. You have to understand these universal principles and laws. And that's why I say, before people look at implementing any solution, no matter what it is, no matter how simple or no matter how complex it is, you have to get first principles under your belt first. You have to get first principles laid as the foundation for which everything else stands upon, or you have no solid groundwork, you have no solid structure to build whatever you're going to build upon it. And that's what natural law is all about. It's getting the moral laws of creation deeply understood and deeply ingrained into one's consciousness, so then you can align your behavior to it. You understand them, then you align your behavior to those laws. When we do that, we're going to create a world based in freedom and prosperity. If we don't do that, a world based in freedom and prosperity is actually impossible to attain to, because in order for that outcome to be present, the causal factors that lead to that outcome have to be laid down. And you can't lay down a free society, a prosperous society, unless it's laid down upon the foundation of natural, moral, universal law. It is impossible, according to the laws of the creator of the universe, to do that.
And I watch your show all the time. You get frustrated because if people would just get this, it would end all the problems. It's right there.
I call it the most important secret of secrets of every secret society that has ever existed in humanity. This is what the secret societies throughout all of humanity were trying to hide from human beings. They thought, for whatever reasons, people couldn't be entrusted with it. They wouldn't treat the information respectfully and do things with it in a responsible capacity. Or the dark occultists wanted to hide it so they can gain an advantage over their fellow men and women and rule them, put them under their thumb and rule them as their slaves. You know, so both sides wanted to hide this, light occult and dark occult, for very varied different reasons. That's why I don't call myself an occultist. I call myself a de-occultist. I am taking this information out of hiding. I'm taking it out of secrecy. And I'm just bursting it forward onto the world as widely and as freely as I can through technology, okay, through my podcast, through my website, through my network. And I am just trying to get the word out to people in an egalitarian fashion. That's how you make informed decisions. You get all the information, you put it all together, you look at it, you weed out logical inconsistencies, if there are any, and then you decide what it means, and then you inform your behavior and you act upon it.
And
if we don't have the information, we can't do that.
Let's briefly, we're going to break, we'll come back, but they call it the Illuminati illumination, but they're actually trying to keep it all dark so you don't know. So the so-called Illuminati is trying to hide things, but the people waking up is the real Illuminati. I'm not saying we're the Illuminati, but to use that term, we are trying to really illuminate and in the secrets and bring it out.
That's exactly correct, Alex. I hate the term Illuminati applied to the dark occultists, because they are not enlightened. The word Illuminati just means the enlightened ones. They're not the enlightened ones. The people who truly gain the knowledge of natural law, use it wisely, help spread it to other people so that they can awaken, they're the real Illuminati.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As he went along his way, when all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky.
I had Mark Passy on a couple years ago, and I'm getting back on. And 2 years went by like 10 seconds, but I promise he said he'll do it. The next 2 weeks, we'll do a two-hour commercial-free podcast. We'll air major clips here on the show. I've got a million questions in the 10 minutes we have left. In this segment, we'll do 5 more minutes ahead of Steve Quell joining us on the other side of this. But Mark Passio, looking at the end game of this and studying deeply into the occult, obviously there's, you know, God, the creator, this force of good that gives us the laws. Is it our own evil manifestations and our will made in the image of God to create things that is like fantastic, you know, planet where you know, they're actually building the demons themselves with their own will? Or is there interdimensionals? Are there aliens? Because I know from people having group ayahuasca trips where 50 people see the same thing, and from my research, there is evil forces. There are things other than human out there that fits into the whole, you know, Christian cosmology, which actually backs that up, not the Christian churches and the controlled systems, but the reality of there is a God, there is an evil force, God allows evil to operate because of free will. What's your view on that?
Yes, I've been asked this many times, and I think there's elements of both of those things. Of course, there is, of course, free will for us to decide how we are going to create collectively our reality here on this planet together. But yes, there are perhaps non-corporeal entities, extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional. I do get into that a bit in my work, but guess what? I don't really focus on it too much, because I tell people that the solution is going to be the same. The solution is to say no to evil. The solution is to not participate in the work.
Exactly. Just because there's rattlesnakes in Arizona in holes in the ground, just don't stick your arm down the hole.
Right. We have to build our spiritual strength and shielding to not get fooled into believing that evil is necessary and evil is somehow doing something that is good. If it's harming someone, if it's initiating harm, if it's coercing, if it's not consensual, if it is based on coercion.
God doesn't just let evil run around. We allow it to do it by our free will.
That is correct. See, the Creator is perfect love. The Creator has placed the laws of creation here, including natural law, to elicit our maximum benefit. It's not there as a constraint or a prison, per se. It is there to allow us to learn what not to do. It's like, you know, is it a prison that a flame will burn someone's flesh of their hand? That's not a prison. That doesn't mean that the flame is somehow evil. It's just hot, and the law is if you keep your flesh over top of it, you're going to get burnt. Then you're going to learn that's not a good thing to do. The Creator has gifted us with the greatest gift that any sentient being could possibly be gifted with, that is free will. That force, the Creator of the creation, is not going to get involved in what decisions we make. That's why it gave us free will. It makes the law for consequence. It gives us free will whether to follow the law or be harmed as a result or receive negative consequence as a result.
And the law is
that's
really
in our hands.
I mean, the law is guardrails for us to learn about it ourselves because we're free.
Without a doubt. And if we learn it, it elicits our maximum benefit. If we refuse to learn it, we're going to get negative consequence. It's so very simple. It's like a computer code, right? And it's been compared to like that laws of creation, right? It's not really a computer. It's a construct that you could say resembles the algorithms of a computer. But if we learn how the coding works, if we learn how the laws of the Creator of the universe works, and it is possible to learn that, okay, through trial and error, through observation, through listening to wisdom of people that have gone through the process of figuring that out through a truth discovery method. It's revealed unto humanity, okay? And we can learn it many different ways. And I talk about this in my work, in my presentations, in my podcast. But if we learn it and we align our behavior to it, we're going to receive the order that we seek. We're going to receive freedom. We're going to receive prosperity. If we refuse to learn those laws and we keep going against them, in their face, just flaunting them, going against them, refusing to align our behavior to them, thinking that we know better, thinking that we're going to get away with something. Nobody's going to get away with anything. It's just going to degrade the human condition further and further and further. Again, it's a very simple law of science.
No,
right?
I totally agree. So where is humanity right now? Are you optimistic? I mean, how would you describe the current state?
We are nowhere near learning the true causal factors in the aggregate. We have
in fact, on average, people are rejecting it. That's why all hell's breaking loose.
That's exactly why we have the conditions that we have. We have to learn as a species that the sum of morality is proportional to the sum of freedom. That's it. That's the equation. Okay? As more
well, the founders said that only immoral people can be free.
Without a doubt. They said that they were creating something that would only be for immoral people and would only be able to stand the test of time if the people remained moral and did not become debauched in their behavior. And that's really what we have. We have total descent into unconsciousness. We have descent into immorality. We have the belief in this authority system that has been created, you know, as if the Creator of the universe is going to put some people in charge of others. other people. You know, these notions are completely, you know, and antithetical to how natural law really functions. We have to learn to do behavior that we know definitively is not initiating harm or removing or constraining the rights of other people or based in coercion or based in violence. The problem is people don't really know the difference between right and wrong behavior. They believe that they know, but they have a mind virus operating and telling them this is what good is. When
no,
that's
I totally
actually
agree, but
not
it,
what
it's
good
paradoxical.
Is.
As I think we're coming to the end of the corruption cycle and the beginning of a rebirth. It may go on for 10 years, 100 years. But there is an accelerated awakening in some people, but you're right. Some are waking up more, others are accelerating into idiocy.
Absolutely. There are both things taking place simultaneously. I hope to accelerate the former, where people wake up to the laws of creation, they wake up to the laws of morality, they wake up to the laws of cause and effect and consequence. It's just choice and consequence, ladies and gentlemen. It's not really anything more complicated than that. If you choose to truly be on the side of right, you don't support things that are based in coercion and violence. If you're truly on the side of right, your behavior is going to be aligned to that. First and foremost, your mindset has to get aligned to true morality. Then you align your behavior to it. Then you receive, a positive outcome. It's very, very simple when you really break natural law down.
All right, stay there. We got one more little short segment. I want to talk about natural law and the force injections. And as bad as it was, a lot of people capitulating. Now you have 99% of people refusing the shots. So evil knows you're going to run at something, but then we turn against it. We'll come back in a few minutes to talk about that. But in 30 seconds, how do people find the films you were talking about?
You can go to my website, whatonearthishappening.com. It's the number one video in the videos section of my website. It's called Mark Passio and the Science of Natural Law Documentary. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long. It's probably one of the quickest and easiest watches anybody will ever do, and it will reveal the secret of all the secret societies throughout human history in that hour and 10 minutes.
All right. We'll be right back. Talk about PSYOPs. We'll do a two-hour commercial-free show very soon with Mark Passio. I promise you, I'm not going to forget. Then 2 years goes by like 10 seconds. We're going to go to break. Please remember, we're under globalist attack. They're going to have some giant billion-dollar judgment against us. It's all deep state run to scare everybody. I see this as a very positive thing with all these attacks. As long as you understand that and persevere, folks, we're going to be here for a long time, but I am in your hands. So it's natural law. Support the truth. Support resistance. We will win together. If you don't, well, then that's up to you. Infowarsstore.com, even though all these different iodine products that are so good for your body are selling out all over the place right now, we're keeping the very best one you can find out there, X3, at 50% off at Infowarsstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months and months and months. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything you need in your body to be healthy and not have deficiencies is back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion exclusively at Infowarsstore.com. 50% off or call toll free 888-253-3139. I want to salute and thank you all. The globalists really hate us. They're really coming after us, but you've kept us on air this long, and now is the critical time to support. So I want to thank those who have supported. I want to encourage those that haven't. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and encourage those that have supported. These are great products you already need. So it's a 360 win-win-win. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. X3 selling out, but despite that, still 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You get the Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena fundraiser coin exclusively at 1776coin.com before they sell out.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.